So I'm going to be to the point today. I know we have taken up the time we need to, but I do have something to say, and I will say the words that I have been given to say this morning, and we are back to the same place we were. The other Sunday, last Sunday was Resurrection Sunday. Every Sunday is resurrection for us because he rose 2,000 years ago. And nobody ever put him back to that place, back in that place he rose from, because he conquered everything, every devil, demon, everything they possessed, he conquered it all. And he have given it to us. And he want us to go through the door and possess all that he given us on the other side of the door. If you remember the story of Abraham, and God called him out. Are you with me? And he told him, I want you to go to a land that you don't know where it's at, but I'll show it to you. Lot, his nephew, went with him. You remember the story? And on their way, they ran into obstacles. They had tests, trial. They had enemies and all that kind of stuff. And then they were detoured. A detour took place. Moses was headed to Canaan land. And this land was promised to him by God. And God, and when he told him this, he said, now listen, he said, when he and God made the covenant, he said, now you see, you're going to get distracted, and they are going into captivity. But I'm telling you, you'll see, I'm going to bring them out, and I'm going to get them in this land. Are y'all listening to me? And the land was called Canaan land, a land that flowed with milk and honey. To make the story short so we can get to the next part. To make the long story short, Israel went in slavery for about 400 years, 430 years, somewhere. You think about that time, God will have forgotten, because most time if you hang around 430 years, you won't even think about it. But God didn't. He brought them out, and watch this. He had a man named Joshua by this time. Joshua brought the children of Israel into the promised land. And even going into the promised land, there was giants there, right? There was enemies they had to fight. But in spite of all of the obstacles they had to face, are y'all hearing me? God did what? Kept his promise. He brought them to the promised land. I said all that to say this. I want to look again at my text, Ephesians 1 and 7. I'm going to read it. Then I'm going to tell you what he told me. It's a whole lot, but I'll tell you the part he told me to tell you today. I'm reading this again, if you will. Let me read this from the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation. We'll pick up at verse 7. I would like to read the whole book of Ephesians, the Passion, but it's, I know that I'll do that sometime, maybe later. Amen. But listen to it. The Passion Translation. Since we are now joined to Christ, we are what? Joined to Christ. Now I want you to listen real close. I know I've read it before, but I'm admonish you to listen like you never listened before, because I'm going to say some things a little different, because I think you are growing up enough to hear a little bit more. Okay? Amen. Since we are now joined to Christ, if I could make this plain to you, or where you can comprehend, join means you'll become one with Him. Let me say it another way. You are Him. That ain't too stout, is it? Since you are now joined to Christ, you become one with Him. You have become Him. You are His body. Did you get it? You notice my head is joined to my body. If it separates, my body will cease to function and my head will cease to function, because it doesn't have a body to function that it can direct. And the body is without direction apart from my head. Can y'all comprehend that? So the Bible says, since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given what? You notice that word treasures? What do you think about when you hear the word treasure? What do you think about? You know what they told me? My parents told me. They told me. And when I was a kid, every time you see the rainbow, you know, in the sky in the east, mostly you see it in the east, sometimes you see it in the west, most time, you will see the rainbow in the east, in the sky. They say it's a treasure at the end of that rainbow. I wish so many times I could go to get there. I want to find that treasure. But I never made it. It'll disappear before I can get there. But this is not so, that's fantasy, but I'm talking reality. That's why I'm taking my time. We have been given. Notice. Everybody say this with me. We have been given. If I call Brother Andrew up here, he's sitting right there. And I go in my wallet and pull out a piece of money and give it to him. Would he go back to the seat and say, honey, you know, I don't have any money. I just give him some money. Could he go back and say, I don't have any money? Could he say that and be truthful? I want you to see how real God is and what He has done, because lies, misunderstanding, living in the natural realm robs us of the reality of the realm of the Spirit. And we don't know how to reach out with our faith and pull that what is a reality into our lives. Are you hearing me this morning?